coming into our sitting practice, whatever posture you've chosen, maybe continuing to stand like a mountain, or maybe you're sitting in a chair, a cushion, a bench, or even lying down. These are all acceptable and useful postures to practice in. I'll lead this practice as if you're sitting in a chair. So adapt as you need to the instructions. And so let's just begin by really feeling our feet at the floor and our bottoms in the chair, our hands in our laps. Maybe roll the shoulders up, back, and down so we have that lovely upright of the mountain again. Letting the head be nicely planted, the eyes open or closed, soft and downwards, or perhaps straight out like that big view of the mountain, whatever works for you. And bringing some nice full breaths into the body. And then as you're ready, letting the breathing subside and be just as it is. And let's remind ourselves with our mindfulness practice to open to the moment in a friendly way. Can we be with this moment fully? Can we be with it as a friend? And let's do a brief body scan. And so gently letting the breathing recede into the background of awareness as we drop our awareness down into our feet and feeling the sensations there, the soles of the feet, the toes, the tops of the feet, opening to the sensations there through direct sensory awareness. Not thinking about our feet, but simply feeling them as they are. Letting the attention move into the ankles, shins, and calves. And the knees. Opening to whatever sensations are here as they are, noticing how the sensations are changing. And feeling into the thighs and hip joints. Noticing too how the mind wanders off the body. And that's okay. Just gently let it be. and come back to where we're at in the body as a gift to ourselves, as a way to train the attention to be present. Here and now, the only reality there actually is. Feeling the breath down through the body and all the way down to the toes. Feeling the legs and feet with the breathing. And on an exhale, shifting the attention now into the hands and appreciating the multitude of sensations available to us in the hands. Feeling each finger and thumb, palm and backs of the hands. And up into the forearms and elbow joints. And upwards, the upper arms and shoulder joints. What can you feel here? Direct sensory awareness. Let go of the commentary and notice how things are directly, moment to moment to moment. And feeling the breath moving down through the arms to the fingertips. Breathing into the arms and hands. And on the exhale, shifting the attention down into the pelvic region. Feeling sitting bones, buttocks, the sense of the genitals, maybe the bladder, lower intestines, the hips, pelvic bones. Noticing the life of the body. And then gently shifting the awareness into the abdomen and feeling it rise and fall with breathing. Letting the awareness move through the abdomen to the low back. And feeling in this region, the tailbone, sacrum, the lumbar spine, the bones, the muscles. Can we be with things as they are, not as we would like them to be? Can we notice how what we think of as permanent, this body, is actually a process moving through change every moment? Letting the awareness move up the back, the waist, the lower ribs, moving up the thoracic spine, mid-spine, the ribs, feeling it moving with breathing. Up into the shoulder blade region, the shoulder muscles, the back of the neck. Feeling the breath through the back. And then letting the attention move forward into the chest. We might possibly sense the heartbeat. Certainly the movements of the lungs as the chest rises and falls. And then opening into the neck, front and back, feeling the sensations here, just as they are. And feeling the breath down through the body from the nape of the neck down to the tailbone. And releasing that on the exhale and breathing in and out of the face and head. And then noticing particulars, the chin and the jaw, the mouth, the lips and inside the mouth, sensing the nose. Passage of air through nose and mouth. Aware of the cheeks, the cheekbones. And feeling into the eye sockets and the muscles around them, the eyeballs. The muscles between, up into the forehead, and feeling the scalp, the cranium, the skull, over the crown, to the back and sides. And sensing the ears, and aware that hearing has been happening all along. And breathing in and out of face and head. Extending that sense of breathing in and out into the rest of the body. And so down the neck through to the fingertips, down to the pelvic region through the torso, and all the way down to the toes, feeling breath and body as a whole together. Doing a brief body scan is a lovely way to engage in a short practice or to move from this into a sitting practice, a longer sitting practice. And so when you're at home, you might try that, to just sit for a few more minutes, feeling the body, feeling the breath together with the body, however it feels easy to do, that helps you come into this present moment, awake and aware, and engage to be here with life as it is. And so, as we listen to the bells, let them too be part of the practice to transition us into whatever we do next.